Well, we get into a long story about getting picked up by a listener to go to the airport, and we reminisce about, my God, the old days when we actually went to colleges, but neglected to nip woke in the bud when there was an opportunity.
Well, that's you, Drew. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They're all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my exes on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got that. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to a friend. Love that about you. Dr. board-certified physician specialist. Still in the Middle East. Coming to us from his hotel room.
Yes. Imagine that. It's crazy. 10 hours ahead here. It's weird. And so it's weird.
And it's clear. I mean, it's fairly clear. It's always interesting to me. You know, Mike August lives in Yorba Linda, and you can't have a phone conversation with him because it's too staticky whenever you call him. And then here you are in Jordan, halfway around the world, and sound pretty damn good.
It's Jordanian Independence Day. I just had to take a car somewhere. And it's, you know, 11:30 at night and people are out in the streets, women with their babies. And it's woo. It's really, I don't know how to describe this experience. When you're sort of stripped of your identity and put in a culture you're not familiar with, it's really interesting. I would call it an interesting experience, maybe even a good experience.
Well, are you able to get out and move around? Have you had a weekend there yet? I don't think you have, right?
It's Independence Day weekend, right? So it is Friday night here now. Mm-hmm. And I can't move around because I'm on COVID quarantine since entering the country.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't discuss that part last time I talked to you.
No, and I don't know if it's the country doing this to me or the production I'm working on, but I'm supposed to be sitting in a hotel room for 5 days.
Oh, God. By the way, I'm sorry, but whatever the deal was, that would have been a deal breaker for me. We've gone so nuts. Why can't you just get tested for COVID? I don't get the quarantining part.
Don't worry. Testing is happening. In addition,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's sense. Not. Remember when Canada was doing a 2-week quarantine, regardless of whether you had it before or whether you're tested negative or whatever it is.
Yep.
What is that?
It's stupidity.
Right.
It's hysterics. It's stupidity. It's incompetence. Everything bad. It's theater. It's crazy theater. And you know, so I have been going outside because. The reality is you can't get it outside. So I've been going outdoors a little bit, but that's it. That's all I get to do. Just sit around and eat and watch French television, as I told you. But my French is getting pretty good.
Oh, God, I'd be so horrible at quarantine.
I know you'd be. I thought of you. I thought of you in North Carolina more than a couple of times. You remember that experience? We went and did Dawson's Creek.
Yes, I did remember that. I remember that because of how I got there and how the LA Marathon cut the city off and I couldn't get to the airport and so on and missed the flight and so on and so forth. I also remember You know, it is one of those things where be careful what you plan on, because that whole story was there's one flight. Sorry. It was described to me this way. And you tell me, I still to this day have no idea what's going on. It was described to me this way. There's a flight that leaves LAX for North Carolina at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And then there's another flight that leaves at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And that's the last flight. And we start and we start shooting Monday morning in North Carolina. Right. So we recommend you be on the 7 a.m. flight to North Carolina Sunday morning. And I thought to myself, I hate leaving town. I hate getting up early. I want to go out and have fun Saturday night. I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. and go to the airport. I will take that 4 p.m. flight, not the 7 a.m. flight. And then they said, that is the last flight. And if there's an issue or mechanical thing or you don't make it or whatever it is, you will have to charter your own jet to North Carolina because there are no more flights after that. And I said, I will take that chance. And they sent a town car on Sunday to, you know, pick me up at 2 p.m. or whatever it was. And the guy literally never showed up. Just never showed up. And the LA Marathon was encircling my home and he couldn't make it through. He just couldn't get, he just couldn't get there. And at some point he just called and just went, not happening. And I just found myself sitting at home and I ran for the car and jumped in and sped to the airport and blah, blah, blah. And of course I missed that flight. And but they had one more flight after that. So the production lies. So what they say is we want you at 7 a.m. because that's their world. And then they lie and they go, four's the last one out. And if you miss that, you're not going to make it. Well, there was a 5:30 flight too, and I just got on that one. That was my recollection. But they obviously were lying about the last one out at four. And I learned to hate production and marathons after that episode.
Sorry. You know, a story we've not told in a long time was when you asked a listener to take you to the airport. Remember this? This story? So good. So good.
I haven't thought about that one in a million years. You're right. That story. And now I'm curious about your recollection of it as well.
All I remember that you had to take your luggage down the stairs, essentially the stairs that Laurel and Hardy had to push a piano up, right? To get to where she was willing to pick you up or something, or she was late. What was that part of the story? I don't remember exactly.
What had happened, the way I recall, now, you know what started me taking myself or getting a listener to take me to the airport, right?
We now sit on the air. Somebody said they... I can't remember. Like they're very eager beaver. I remember to help out. I remember that.
All right. What initiated that? What initiated that is you and I were going to God knows where and literally leaving at 5 a.m. once again, because we had a lot of Finnish love line at midnight, get home at 12:30 and then a 7 a.m. flight to play whatever college on the East Coast. And you're flying against, you know, I'll tell you one thing about moving, Drew, which I shall do one of these days. Flying against the time zone, it makes, I cannot tell you how many times they go, well, you got a flight that, you know, leaves LAX at noon, but the show's at 7:30 in Indiana, and you got to be on stage about, you know, got to be at the club by 7. I'll go, well, that's plenty. Oh, no, there's a 3-hour time difference.
Right.
And you go, fuck, you got to get up that much earlier. You know what I mean? It just sucks flying against that 3 hours. So if you're going the other direction, then you get to leave at noon because you buy 3 hours. Right. But we're going that direction. So every fucking flight is 7 a.m. out of LAX in order to get to Syracuse and do the show that night. right?
Yep.
So it was another one of our 7 a.m. flights. And I said to Drew, I was living alone, single. I didn't want to drive and park at LAX. We're probably doing an extended trip. You know, maybe we're playing three colleges or something.
Yeah.
So I said, Drew, just pick me up in the morning. You pick me up and we'll drive together. And Drew, you said, I got to make the rounds.
I had a round. Yes, I remember that.
I had to make the rounds. I'm going to do that about 5:30, maybe 5.
Yeah.
And so I said,
oh God, that's when we had a will to live.
I know. It was, and it was like 11:30 at night. We're talking about the next day, like at 5 o'clock, I got to make the rounds. So then you said, I'll tell you what, you can come to my house in the morning or sleep over and make the rounds with me. You wait in the car while I go make the rounds. And I said, you're going to crack the window while I'm in the car? And you said, hey, if you want to drive with me, come to my house or come sleep over and we'll, you know, get up at 4:30. We'll make the rounds. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I also refused to drive myself to the airport. I became a conscientious objector. I said, you pick me up. Yeah. You said, I can't. I'm doing the rounds. I said, then I will have somebody take me to this airport in the morning. And I said, I'll have a listener do it. And I said, I want a female, and I want her to have like a decent SUV or some version of that, right?
Yeah.
And it's some, we interviewed, you know, we made a bit out of it, and a few people called in. I would ask them, you know, what kind of car do you have, or how much do you weigh, or, you know, just whatever the joke was.
Right.
And
at a
certain point, we settled upon a woman. Probably a young woman. That's like 22-year-old woman or something like that. And she seemed, you know, enthusiastic and reliable. And I kept kind of saying to her, you do understand, like, we're talking right now. It's 11:45 and we're talking about 5:15. We're essentially talking about 5.5 hours from now. I need you picking me up. And she's like, yeah, I got it. She even said something like, I used to deliver bread or something, you know, like I used to be a morning nurse or some. She had some thing like, I got it. And I had this thing in the back of my head, like, chicks don't rally that hard. You know what I mean? I was kind of. Women just don't rally that hard.
morning rally.
You're just picking your nose on camera, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
So
it's so dry here. You have no idea.
All right. I get it. You got snookies. So I said,
I do.
I was
not
like,
done.
I was like, all right, I'm going to give her. You're still going. Look, a doctor can pick his nose. It's fine. I was like, I started thinking about it. Like, do I want to give her my home address? You know? And I realized I don't think I want to give her my home address. So what I said, as I said, just go up Beechwood Canyon. And by the way, people have difficulty with instructions. I've really found out, like, real difficulty. But I said, look, you go up Beechwood Canyon, just go straight up Beechwood Canyon. You're driving to the Hollywood sign. And you'll pass the square, the circle. There'll be the market and the gas station. You'll just go right through that. And you'll keep going up Beechwood Canyon. And on the right, about 100 yards up, you'll see a guy holding a suitcase standing on a curb, and that'll be me. It'll be 5:15.
I remember just even discussing why you were making that move. What you on the air, you didn't say because I didn't want to give my address. You just wanted to make it simple.
Yeah, or maybe I did. I don't recall, but there's a long flight of comically steep stairs. And the comically steep stairs are, the kind they'd use in old Hollywood Buster Crab movies or something, or Laurel Hardy pushing a piano up. Like, they had from Beechwood Canyon up to my street, which is, you know, 185 super steep stairs, the kind of thing you see guys working out, running them on weekends and that kind of stuff, yeah. Right? Okay. So I grab my bag or bags because maybe it's a three-day trip, and I go down. You know, it's misting outside. You can see your breath. It's, you know, 5:15 in the morning. I by the way, went to bed at 1:30, got up at 4:30. And, you know, I've got the thick coat on and it's cold outside. And I go all the way down this steep flight of stairs in the dark and I land on the street. And then, and I'm going to get there 5 or 10 minutes before I told her to get there. Now, this is like pre-cell phone. I don't think everyone had or mm-hmm. cell phones back then. And then yeah. I proceeded just to stand on an empty street at 5:10 in the morning, you know, Beechwood Canyon, no dark outside, drizzling, not a human being.
Yeah, it was cold.
No one's,
I remember being cold.
No one's stirring, not even a mouse. There was just all the houses are dark. No one's walking their dog. There's no gardeners. There's no anything. I'm just standing on this street watching my breath come out of my mouth. And I stand there for 15 minutes and now I'm sort of like,
Yeah.
So now I kind of go, all right, everyone fucks up everything all the time. This chick,
yep.
she went up Beechwood and she stopped at the supermarket or parked in front of the gas station or something and thought, I said I was going to meet her out, you know, whatever. So now I go walking down Beechwood. Now I'm going to leave my bags at the mouth of the stairs on the sidewalk because I'm not going to schlep my bags all the way around the corner. Or maybe I did. I can't remember. But it's cold. I'm wearing a heavy coat. And I'm now walking past, you know, going down to the market, going down past the curve, you know, three blocks or whatever. Stop. There's nothing. It's 5:15, 5:20 in the morning now. We got a 7 a.m. flight, you know. Then I schlep the bags. Now I'm going up Beechwood Canyon. Like, maybe she just went to the... Like, you know that thing, Drew, where you just get really explicit with people and you just go past the market. I'll be on the right in 100 yards. Just stop the car there. And you talk to those people and they'll go, you said to meet on top of the Eiffel Tower. Like, I mean, they just like people just can't process real simple, basic stuff.
Yep.
It's like especially I told
when
you're
crazy clear about it.
I would tell. I could remember like. I told you, like, I was, like, going to some restaurant or something. And I, like, just the simple task. I did this with my dad 25 years ago. I says, just follow me down Ventura Boulevard. Just follow me. We'll go to the restaurant. You look in your rearview mirror, you can't even see them at a certain point. And then, then of course, they miss the signal. And then you're pulling off into a gas station waiting, you know, for the signal. It's like... Do you know what I'm talking about? Like people's like inability to execute just really basic, normal, functional shit.
Well,
all the time.
What's extra? Yeah. What's
I mean,
extra
you know, like how many times I'll say to people, like, and this is the way I work. Like I'll call someone and go, I'm 6 minutes away. I'll be there in 6 minutes. So head out front and I'll pick you up. We're in a rush. You know, you go there, you'll stop. You wait 5 minutes. You have to get out of your car and like go in. And then when you go in, they're like, huh? It's like, like we just spoke. I just said 6 minutes. Like, go outside. Like,
yes.
It's a normal daily misfunction with millions of people are wired that way, right?
Well, there's a couple things. One is because you knew that, you were very careful and explicit. I mean, there were like detailed instructions offered. But one of the things you learn in working in clinical medicine is that the most anybody takes away from anything you tell them is 20%.
Right.
That's the number.
For me,
20%.
They get just to the part where I go, so listen to this. And then whatever comes after that, they don't retain. That's the
20%.
I have conversations with people all day long going, I just explained this. I couldn't have been clear. Like I didn't know what was happening. It's a bizarre way to go through life, but it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So now it's 5:30 in the morning. I got my overcoat, my bags. It's drizzling outside. It's 40 degrees, and there's nothing. I have no idea. And now I'm walking up and down the street trying to figure out, did she walk? She go up to the next corner? She parked there? And at a certain point, it's now 6:45. I've been standing out in the street for half an hour. It is now abundantly clear this is not happening. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a full fever panic as I grab my bags and truck up 185 stairs. Like now it becomes the greatest workout ever, right? I'm just like running up the stairs, throwing everything into the car, and now taking off in a, I was going to say a cold sweat, but maybe it isn't a cold sweat. I've been sweating through my shirt and jacket. I've chugged up these stairs with 40 pounds worth of luggage, and I just throw it in the car, and I'm like fever pitched, you know, hauling ass to LAX. No ways or anything. I don't know what the best way to get there is, but I'm
right. You're right.
Hauling ass.
I remember you. I didn't. One of the luggages, like something happened. It opened or. Handle broke or something. Like there was some mishap going up the stairs, I recall.
Probably. All right. We'll finish this story. First, I'll tell you about MEATER. Guys, grilling season is here. Time to dust off the grill and toss on the steaks, chicken, ribs. I got the perfect tool for that. You don't want to undercook. You don't want to overcook. You can try MEATER. It's the perfect way to cook meat. Sleek, Bluetooth, meat thermometer that keeps an eye on your food and tells you when it's ready to come off the grill. There's a countdown so you know how many beers you can have before you head back to the grill. Maybe you want to catch a little of the game. You don't have to stand over the grill. It comes with cloud service for limitless range, so you can monitor while you're watching TV. Run to the store and monitor. It's really a breakthrough, and if you're into grilling at all, or you love your dad, or Father's Day, or whatever it is, MEATER is the gift to go with. Use the grill, and by the way, use it on smoker, sous vide, ovens, air fryer, rotisserie. It's MEATER, right, Gary?
MEATER is the perfect tool to be a grill master and buy for Father's Day if you haven't been shopping. Get 10% off with the code ADSHOW when you shop at MEATER.com. That's 10% off at MEATER, MEATER.com with code ADSHOW. It's barbecue season. Get grilling with MEATER.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with the rest of the story right after this. And now you know the rest of the story. She never showed up. I hustled the car. I think I missed a flight. I can't remember if that's the one you got off of and left your cashmere coat on or not.
Oh, I can't. It might have been. And didn't she have a million? We got her on the air like a few nights later, didn't we? And she had a million excuses.
I believe we tried to figure out what the hell. My recollection was we were trying to find this woman for the next 5 years and we never found her. And at some point, I think we did find her. And her thing was like, I just overslept. Like, I was tired.
That's right. That's my recollection, too, that she didn't go anywhere. She had never showed up at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
That to me, that was the most astonishing part of the story. It's like you committed to getting a guy to the airport. And you just didn't. How do you do that? How do you live with yourself?
How do you tell my dad, follow me to the restaurant, and you look in your rear view 5 minutes later and you can't see his car and there's nine other cars have like slid in and you're pulled over by this? I don't know. I tell people stuff all fucking day, like, do this, don't do that, be careful of this, here's how I have to do it, and it just slides right off. Right off.
So fascinating.
It's really an interesting insight. The first thing you have to do is never play an organized sport ever.
Yeah.
That's number one. Yeah. You have
never
zero,
have a coach. Yeah, team coach.
You have zero relationship with any kind of instructions or sense of duty or honor or you know, a sense of obligation or like deadline, whatever it is. It's all just sort of out the window. The other thing is... And I think women have this genetically stronger than men, I would say, is your relationship with sleep is different than my relationship with sleep. Your relationship with sleep is, My
relationship then was different than my relationship with sleep now.
Right.
This business of doing rounds at 5:30 in the morning.
But it's like anyone who can remember the good old days with like a girlfriend and partying and having a good time on a weeknight or whatever, and going to bed at 1:30 or 2 or whatever, and she, you know, worked as a legal secretary or something and had to be up at 7:45. Half those chicks would just call in the next day. Like just go, fuck it, I'm sick. Do you know what I mean? I would do it and then get up at 6:30 and go swing a hammer all day. Partially, I needed to get paid. You know, like I wasn't going to get paid. There was no place to call in. But what I'm saying is women, by and large, you know, it's like this. Women got COVID, men got COVID. Right. But men statistically were affected adversely a little bit more than women. Like just, it's never going to be 50-50. It's just, I think men, few more got sick, few more died. Like it affected them a little differently. I'm just saying, I believe sleep is that way with women. This is anecdotal, but any woman I've ever been with has a different relationship with sleep than Mike August does. You know, Mike August is, we get back after this late show at the club, but we get back to the hotel at 1:30. We're meeting the lobby at 4:30 and Mike's there. You know what I mean?
And he's
there every time. You took every girlfriend I've ever had. The batting average would be tough. They'd be there some of the time, just not every time. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this person, you know, hung up the phone with us at midnight, probably had the best of intentions. But when that alarm went off at 4:45, she said, fuck it.
Yeah. So if you needed to call in sick when you were swinging a hammer, what would you do? I mean, would you call Mike, the Vietnam vet, the foreman? Not show up, or what would happen?
Most jobs had a phone that was just a landline, you know, kind of hardwired, you know, kind of weirdly, you know, jerry-rigged wire, just as the job phone, you know.
On like a giant 2x4.
No, it wasn't even. Yeah, I mean, it would just kind of be sitting like in the middle or the kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just like the job phone. You know, the house would be taken apart, framing, demoed, whatever. But there was a phone, usually. Huh. And that phone would be like you'd call Anawalt Lumber and order plywood or something like that. Yeah. It was never, you could never make a personal call or even make a dental appointment or anything. The relationship back then with a phone or sitting or something was a completely different relationship than people have now. There's no, there would be no such thing in a million years of me, you know, telling Mike Stramat at, you know, 10 in the morning, it's my dad's birthday, so I just want to ring him up, you know, I'm just going to call from the, he'd be like, get the fuck away from the phone. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Don't sit down
and
don't do anything. You can drink from the hose and the phone is for job shit. You know, there's no personal calls. There's no nothing. Right. So
job shit,
you would have had, you would have maybe had the number for the job phone. And maybe if you weren't coming in, you would have called the job phone. And at some point, somebody would pick it up and you just tell them you're not coming in. But more often than not, they didn't give a fuck whether you came in or not because they weren't paying you. If you didn't want to come in, don't come in. You're not getting paid.
Yeah.
And they didn't look for you and they didn't really care where you were and they didn't dock you or they didn't dress you down or they didn't anything you. It's just, let's see, everyone else worked 40 hours this week and you worked 32. So what is 750 times 32? You know,
how was that documented? How did they know? Was there a time clock or a time sheet or something?
Everyone was supposed to be rolled out by 7. The foreman kind of, obviously, if you missed a day, he was well aware of it at the end of the week. Okay. He was there. There's only five or six guys. If you had to cut out at noon because you had a dental appointment or something, you never would. But if you cut out at noon on one day, then you got half a day. But we would work a lot of Saturdays and a lot of overtime. We never got paid for overtime, but we would work, 50, 55 hour weeks and that kind of stuff. And he would, say, okay, you guys came in for 7 hours on a Saturday. So that's, you put in and we stayed an extra hour each day. So you got, 54 hours this week or whatever it was. So that's just the way it would work. But there wasn't anyone to call.
You know, the other interesting thing.
Now, wait, the caveat is obviously if you missed enough days, they'd fire you because they'd go, this guy's a flake, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing to me is thinking about us doing colleges. That's just such a, it sounds like fantasy. Like, we're horse-drawn carriages around then when you could go to a college and speak to a group of college students.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking from another era.
I agree
about this. And I would argue that we saw the beginning of some of the wokeness that would kind of come backstage and dress us down.
You did.
You would tell them to scram.
Remember? I told them to beat it. Yeah. No, I've always had a no woke policy. I didn't engage with people who tried to tell me what to do or how it made them feel or what my job was or what their relationship to my job was. I never indulged them. And Drew, you're part of the problem because these people needed to be nipped in the bud.
Yep.
I let
the infecting agent out.
Indulge them. Yes, they were indulged. All right. Let's just, we got some calls. We'll take them in the next show. Let me tell you about Tommy John. Dad, he saved your butt countless times. Now you can return the favor with Tommy John underwear. Dads agree. When you're that much more comfortable, you do everything better. Breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Tommy John, they don't have customers. They have fanatics. Over 17 million pairs sold. I am so committed to Tommy John that this morning I was looking in my drawers, the bureau, for my Tommy Johns. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find anywhere. I fished a pair out of the hamper, Drew. That's how committed I am to Tommy John. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free. Guaranteed. Right, Gary?
This Father's Day, shop TommyJohn.com/ADS for up to $30 off site-wide plus free shipping. Now through June 15th, get up to $30 off site-wide plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/ADS. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right. Let's see. You can go to AdamCarolla.com and find out all the live shows. Denver, Colorado's coming up. Comedy Works South. Enjoy that. June 24th, 25th. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. I got the book pre-order sale there. We got all the info you need. Drew, what do you got?
Go to Dr. Drew.com. We got everything there.
And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.